But I interrupt your flow, Mr. Wilson, so begin again, I beg of you.
Yes, well, as I was saying, Miss Holmes, I have a small pawnbroker's near the city. It's not a large affair, and to be honest, not of late a particularly flourishing one.
You're there alone, Mr. Wilson?
Almost. A widower, you see, Doctor. Never any children. Just a 14-year-old girl does a bit of cooking and cleaning.
Mm-hmm. Assistants?
Well, one time I had two, but now, well, it's just one. I can't really afford him, except he comes for half wages to learn the business.
That is an obliging youth. And his name?
Spaulding. Vincent Spaulding. Though he's not such a youth. It's hard to put an age on him, really. But as for willing, and smart, too. He's very smart. In fact, could earn elsewhere twice what I give him. But if he's happy with me, why should I put ideas into his head? That's what I say, Miss Holmes.
Why, indeed. You are a lucky man.
Oh, he had his faults, too. There never was such a fellow for photography. Always snapping away with his camera when he could be improving his mind. And then diving down into the cellar. I allow him to use it as a developing chamber.
This assistant, Mr. Wilson, does he still favour the wet collodion method for developing, do you know? Or has he gone over to the gelatine of bromide process? I've an interest myself.
I've no idea, sir. No idea. I never goes down there because of the light. He's very particular about the light, or lack of it, which condition he claims he must have. I can't afford to lose him, so I humour him and leave the cellar as his particular and private domain.
I don't know that Vincent Spaulding isn't almost as remarkable as your advertisement. Speaking of which...
Yes, the advertisement. Well, gentlemen, it was just this day, 8 weeks ago, and there am I, sitting in the back office, business not being brisk, you might say, listening to the bird and poking the coals, when suddenly...
Wilson! Wilson! There you are. And here is your paper. Heaven knows how you concentrate with all this blessed ticking.
Clocks go with pawnbrokers, Mr. Spaulding, like sails with ships. You'll learn.
Well, I've certainly learned something from this paper. Lord, if I were a red-headed man.
Red-headed? Why? Why? What is it?
Another vacancy on the Red-Headed League. Worth quite a small fortune to whoever gets it. And with there being more vacancies than men who qualify, well, I hear the trustees are at their wits' end what to do with the money.
A league? Did you say Mr. Spaulding of Redheads?
You've never heard of them? That I do find strange. Let me put a kettle on while you read this, and I'll tell you what I know.
To the Red-Headed League. On account of the bequest of the late Ezekiah Hopkins of Lebanon, Pennsylvania, USA, there is now another vacancy open which entitles a member of the league to a salary of £4 a week for purely nominal services. All red-headed men who are sound in body and mind and above the age of 21 are eligible. Apply in person on Monday at 11 o'clock to Duncan Ross, the offices of the League, 7 in Pope's Court, Fleet Street. What on earth does it mean?
Well, as to that, it seems the League was founded by an American millionaire, Ezekiel Hopkins. Very peculiar in his ways, and a violent redhead himself. He had no dependents, and when he died, his trustees found themselves charged with providing easy births for other men of a fiery hue.
Surely there are millions who would apply for such a post.
Not so many as you might think. Confined to Londoners, I believe, due to the fact that Hopkins began from here. Then, of course, it is grown men only, and with the necessity for a positively volcanic topknot. Like yours, Mr. Wilson. I hear, too, the work is easy. You need not interfere with any other business a man may have.
Well, I'm sure that may be so.
True. What is the quick money against the security of life you enjoy here? The steady income.
But then again, if you really feel...
Indeed I do, Mr. Wilson. Indeed I do. Applications to be considered from 11 o'clock. Why, it is almost that now. Indeed, it is that now. So, your coat, Mr. Wilson, quickly, while I call a cab.
Very good.
At which point you put up the shutters and set off for Pope's Court.
We did. Spaulding was very willing to have a holiday, and as he seemed to know so much about it, well, it seemed only fair to take him with me.
Very fair. absolutely essential, I'd say. Wouldn't you, Watson?
Oh, undoubtedly. You went via Fleet Street, I take it, Mr. Wilson.